September 22. His eyes were as a flame of fire, Revelation 1:14. Many things can be said with eyes. A story is told of Napoleon, Emperor of France. There was in his army a company of soldiers who were rebelling against him. So Napoleon pitched his tent and gave an order, "Bring those rebellious soldiers into my tent one by one." The emperor sat in his tent, and according to command, the soldiers were brought before him one by one. He did not say a word, but he just sat and looked at each one of them one by one from head to foot and sent them away. From that day no one rebelled against him. Napoleon did not speak. He did not say, "Look here, you have done something wrong." The soldiers could see from his eyes that he was very angry. So they feared him and said to themselves, "If we do not obey him, he will punish us." A wealthy man in America had one good eye and one glass eye. The glass eye was so beautifully made that no one could tell which was the glass eye and which was the real one. One day he called a child and asked it, "My child, which of my eyes is the real one and which is the glass one?" The child at once pointed out the glass eye correctly. The man said, "How did you know?" The child answered, "Because there is no love in it. The glass eye was only shining, but there was no love in it. In God's word I see the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are full of love, divine love, eternal love." In Jeremiah 31:3 we read, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." The fire in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ is not to terrify you but to pour his love into you. He wants that divine fire to come into you. God wants you to be holy. But how can we be holy? It is by looking into the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by seeing him face to face. In the beginning it is not pleasant, but the fire will burn away every dross sin in you. But as you continue to look into his eyes, divine love will be poured into you.